Felix edged along the dark stone corridor, his footsteps echoing eerily along the length of the abandoned hallway. It seemed Gotrek had been justified in his misgivings. The gate had been unbarred, but they had found dozens more frozen guards inside. Felix wished he had turned around right there, but his bones ached with the cold, and whatever else this place was, at least it was out of the wind. They pressed on, past faded, peeling canvases and beneath high-arched windows that rattled angrily in the snow-laden wind as they passed. The hallway continued until it met with another, stretching into frigid darkness to left and right.
Hold up there, manling.
The dwarf stepped past him and got down to his knees, setting his axe reverently on the flagstones by his side. As Gotrek brushed aside the frost that clung to the dark stones, his damaged face was suddenly bathed in a soft, bluish light. Felix peered over him.
What is that?
Ice runes. For warding or protection, I think.
Gotrek stood up with a shrug.
Poorly rendered. I can't read it.
Felix looked about nervously, his fingertips feeling for the dragonhead hilt of his rune sword Caragul.
Protection from what, I wonder?
Gotrek smiled grimly, recovering his axe.
Let's just hope we don't freeze to death before we find out.
Felix turned away with a scowl. Trust the Slayer to be thrilled by the prospect of a minion of chaos close by. All he craved was somewhere warm to sleep.
Come on, let's...
Quiet! Listen!
Gotrek cut him off with a raised hand. Felix froze. At first he heard nothing, except the buffeting of the wind against glass. He was ready to say as much when another sound reached his ears. From the shadows of the left-hand passage, there came the sickly sound of shallow, rasping breaths. Something approaching with the shambling gait of useless limbs dragged across stone. Felix struggled to draw his sword in the narrow hallway, holding it tight to his own chest, its point almost against his chin. Gotrek pressed him forward, bristling with unbridled aggression.
Out of my way, manling!
Felix would have loved nothing better, but the dwarf was far too broad to squeeze past him, and the realization dawned that he was trapped between an agitated Slayer and the dark silhouette just beginning to rise from the gloom. He yelled out as the apparition came near.
Hold!
The shuffling form halted. Its voice rasped in the darkness.
Are you real?
Gotrek shoved Felix aside and barked back at the figure.
Real we may be, but what is it that asks?
An awkward moment passed. Felix hardly dared to take a breath.
A dwarf? I don't remember ever seeing a dwarf before. I suppose you must be real.
The figure that dragged itself free of the shadows was as near to a corpse as a living man could be. His skin was drawn and callow, hair clinging to his head in clumps of silver. His only features that looked alive were his eyes, with pupils of the most striking gold. But even those were hung with heavy bags like bruises. The old man shambled closer, his feet sliding to a halt as they neared the frostily glowing ice runes.
You'll forgive me. It has been so long since I last had visitors.
He extended a pallid blue-veined hand that seemed almost transparent in the rune's light.
Victor, last of the Bilinkov line.
Felix took the old man's hand, trying not to show how its tinder-dry touch made his skin crawl. Showing his usual amount of tact, Gotrek pointed back down the corridor.
Your home is filled with frozen corpses. Are they the rest of your lot?
The old man's gap-toothed smile faltered.
They were sworn to me after a fashion. It comforts me to see them here still.
Gotrek turned and muttered to himself.
Mad as a coot.
Felix frowned, but didn't contradict him. Victor seemed not to hear.
You will want food and warmth. Come, I have food enough for 100. And spiced vodka from Iringrad, untouched for 2 centuries. Come.
The strange old man shuffled off the way he had come. Felix made to follow as Gotrek appeared at his side, a brawny fist pinning his arm at the elbow. The dwarf sniffed the air.
Smell that, manling?
He sniffed again, his ugly face cracking apart into a leering grin.
Chaos taint.
Oh, really? This far north? I imagine you can spit on the chaos wastes from the battlements on a clear day.
Interesting thought, manling. But mark my word, there's something in this castle. Something powerful and old. When have I been wrong?
Felix suffered his opinions in silence. There was really no right answer to that. He hurried on after the old man, trying to ignore his sudden trepidation. Victor waited for them before a dark, iron-banded door at the hall's end. Felix struggled to keep his teeth from chattering, and even Gotrek, sturdy though his dwarfish constitution was, hugged his thick arms close to his chest. How did a feeble old man survive out here on his own? A prickling sense of disquiet wormed its way into his belly as Victor reached for the latch.
Herr Victor, wait. Perhaps you should let Gotrek and I check that all is as it should be.
Such courage! Yes, you will do nicely.
Victor treated him to a wide grin as he unlatched the door and pushed it inwards. A fresh blast of icy wind drove through the open doorway. Felix shivered as he felt it pass straight through him. Victor turned and shuffled through the door before calling back,
"Come! Let me warm you."
Felix caught Gotrek's look. The runes of the dwarf's axe underlit his scarred and battered face with a baleful glow.
Do you smell it now?
Felix nodded reluctantly and raised his sword.
Sigmar's mercy! The old man!
With the slayer in tow, he rushed headlong into the open chamber.